Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hi, this is Jim Brunzel from AGLIF, or otherwise known as the All Genders, Lifestyles, Identities Film Festival, and I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. This hour I'm going to be playing whatever I want to play, and it's my KUTX. So for my first song for my KUTX, I went back a little bit to a band that I always thought was really underappreciated during kind of the early 2000s kind of punk scene, and this is a band that is from Seattle, Washington. Their name was taken from a Smiths song. This is Pretty Girls Make Graves with Speakers Push the Air. Speakers Push the Air by Pretty Girls Make Graves from their album Good Health, which came out in 2002. I always loved the line in there, I heard a record and it opened my eyes. So I hope everyone's listening now and you've got a record in your mind that opened up your eyes just like that one. So going into the next song, we've got a great band from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, The Flaming Lips. This is a song from 1993 and the album Transmissions from the Satellite Heart. And this was kind of their big break with She Don't Use Jelly, but that was the big hit single from that album. But I went another direction with the number or the second song from the album called Pilot Can at the Queer of God. We'll be right back.
She's got helicopters.
Yes, she has.
And now she's got helicopters.
Yes, she has.
All right, that was Pilot Can at the Queer of God by the Flaming Lips. This is Jim Brunzel from Aglyph. I'm the program director of Aglyph, the All Genders, Lifestyles, Identities Film Fest, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever I want to play. So I'm chosen about a dozen songs here to play, and you can find more information about Aglyph at aglyph.org, and our 31st annual film festival is coming up here next week. Holy smokes, next week, Thursday, September 6th through Sunday, September 9th at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar venue. So, all right, well, let's get back into the music. And third song here is a band from Cardiff, Wales called Los Campesinos. And this is from their album Hello Sadness from 2011. And it's called Songs About Your Girlfriend. Songs About Your Girlfriend, yay, from Los Campesinos. Great album there, Hello Sadness from 2011. I think these next two kind of go hand in hand in a certain way, even though they're from different decades, different countries, but it's also just two of my favorite songs, really, of all time. And This first one is from a band that I think unfortunately got labeled a one-hit wonder, Possum Dixon, even though I thought they were a great band. I saw them live quite a few times in the Twin Cities. The song always kind of caught my attention. I always liked the riff and Rob Zacharias' lyrics and voice in the song is just tremendous. So from 1993 in their self-titled album, this is Watch the Girl Destroy Me from Possum Dixon.
Watch that girl destroy me. the better to be safe than sorry.
From Oslo, Norway, 1985, Aha, Take On Me, from the album Hunting High and Low. And before that was Possum Dixon, Watch That Girl Destroy Me. This is Jim Brunzell, the program director from AGLIF, the All Genders, Lifestyles, Identities Film Festival, and you're listening to my KUTX. I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. And I hope you're enjoying the music I picked for this hour, and you can see the playlist at kutx.org. Hopefully you got room for one more LGBTQ event coming up next week, the 31st Annual AGLIF Film Festival, September 6th through the 9th at Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. For the next song here, I was thinking about what music I've been listening to lately, and I still think the best album of 2018 that I've heard is Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer. And ironically, she's going to be one of the performers coming up here at ACL in the first two weekends of October. And she's going to be performing both weekends, both on Sunday. But I started to go back into Janelle Monáe's back catalog, and I really dig this song from her 2013 album, The Electric Lady. So this is Dance Apocalyptic.
Dance Apocalyptic, bands that make curve, dance apocalyptic now, bands that make curve, dance apocalyptic, bands that make curve, dance apocalyptic now, bands that make curve, dance apocalyptic.
Dance Apocalyptic, Janelle Monáe from 2013's The Electric Lady. Yes, that's such a great song. And she's going to be playing ACL here in a couple weeks. So if you haven't got your tickets, I highly recommend you get your tickets to go see Janelle Monáe. She's going to rock everyone's world. So with my next song, kind of a funny story about this. I first heard this song in a creative writing course at the University of Minnesota. We had to write like a 12, 15 page kind of short story, and there was maybe 10 of us in this class. And there was this guy who wrote his story, and then when he was passing his story around, he had these CDs, and he had made like a mix CD to incorporate into his story. And the funny thing was, his name was Carl, but he preferred to be called Oscar. And I remember the one time that the teacher called on him and accidentally called him Carl, he was like, "No, my name is Oscar." And for whatever reason, that always stuck with me. And the fact that he wrote this story and had this CD incorporated, and it was the first time I'd ever heard this song, and I've never heard it anywhere else other than the CD that I got like almost 20 years ago. Well, the artist's name is Merrill Cadell. And in 2004, he came out as transgender. And, you know, it just put a different spin on this song, I think, now that I know that information. But also, when I think of the Sweater song by Weezer, I still think of this song because this song is called The Sweater. And it's from 1991. And Weezer actually wrote the Sweater song in response to this song, believe it or not. So there's a lot of backstory to this song, and it's great. I love this song, but I've never really heard any other songs by Merrill Cadell. So I don't know. You'll have to just sit back and listen to this and let me know what you think on social media or whatever. But I love this song. But to me, this is the original Sweater song, even though the song is called The Sweater from the album Angel Food for Thought. So this is Merrill Cadell, The Sweater.
I know you will understand this and feel the intrinsic, incredible emotion. You have just pulled over your head the worn, warm sweater belonging to a boy. Now you haven't had a passionate kissing session or anything, but you got to go on a camping trip with him and 8 other people from school. And you practically slept together, your sleeping bag right next to his. And you woke in the night to watch him as he slept, but you couldn't see anything because it was dark, so you just lay there and listened to his breathing and wondered if your heart might burst. The sweater has that slightly goat-like smell which all teenage boys possess, and that smell will lovingly transfer to all your other clothes. If you get to keep it for a few days, you can sleep with it, but don't let your mom see because she'll say, "What is that filthy thing, and who does it belong besides the trash man?" So you have to keep it under the covers with you. You can kind of lie it beside you, or wrap it around your waist, or touch it on your legs, or whatever, but that's your business. Now, if the sweater has, like, reindeer on it, or is a funny color like yellow, I'm sorry, you can't get away with a sweater like that. Look for brown or gray or blue. Anything other than that, and you know you're dealing with someone who's different. And different is not what you're looking for. You're looking for those teenage alpine ski chiseled features and that sort of blank look which passes for deep thought or at least the notion that someone's home. You're looking for the boy of your dreams who is the same boy in the dreams of all of your friends. Now the sweater isn't going to fit you, of course. You have to kind of roll up the sleeves in a jaunty way that says, "This is the sweater belonging to a boy, and the boy is a genuine hunk, a hunk of burning love, and this is not just some hand-me-down from your brother or your father." Monday, wear the sweater to school. Be calm, look cute. Don't tell him the dream you had about the place the two of you would share when you get older. Just be yourself. The best, cutest, quietest version of yourself. Definitely wear lip gloss. He looks at you, and he looks away, and then he walks away, and the smell of the sweater hits you again, suddenly like ape scent gloriola, and you get a note passed to you by a girl in history that says he needs his sweater back. He forgot that you put it on in the tent on Saturday, and he's been looking for it. And you don't have to die of humiliation, you know. You are a strong person, and this is a learning experience. You can still hold your head up high as you run from the classroom, tearing the stinking sweater from your body. You look at that sweater, carefully, and you realize that love made you temporarily blind. You got a secret now, honey, and though you would never sink as low as him, you could blab it all over the school if you wanted. The label in that sweater said 100% acrylic.
Yes, The Sweater by Merrill Kidell from the 1991 album Angel Food for Thought. Oh, love that song. Okay, so moving on. I am going to play a song from The Cramps. And for fans of The Cramps, they have many, many, many albums, songs, covers, originals. There's a lot in that catalog. But I went with the song that is actually a cover as well, and one from their first compilation album, Off the Bone, from 1983. And this was originally written by John Davenport. And I don't know. I think this is my favorite cover of this song. So Fever by The Cramps.
Arms around, I get a fever that's hard to bear. You give me fever.
Live and learn.
Viva!
till you sizzle.
But what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
All right, that was written by Eddie Cooley and Otis Blackwell in 1956 under the pseudonym John Davenport, but you heard that by The Cramps, and God bless Lux Interior, wherever you are, but Fever by The Cramps from the album 1983, the album Off the Bone. So, again, my name is Jim Brunzell, and I'm the program director for the All Genders, Lifestyles, Identities Film Festival, otherwise known as AGLIF, and this is my KUTX. I'm the guest DJ for this hour. If you miss any of this show or you want to see my playlist, you can go and check out the full episode at KUTX.org, and just look for the My KUTX bar up on top of the website. So, next song here, it gets played on KUTX, not this song in particular, but this artist quite a bit, Bright Eyes. And this is also an album from 2002 that really struck me when I heard it for the first time all the way through. And this is from Lifted, or the story is In the Soil, Keep Your Ear to the Ground. And this is Nothing Gets Crossed Out.
Well, the future's got me worried, such awful thoughts. My head's a carousel of pictures, the spinning never stops. I just want someone to walk in front, and I'll follow the leader. Like when I fell under the weight of a schoolboy crush, started carrying her books and doing lots of drugs. I almost forgot who I was, but came to my senses. Now I'm trying to be assertive, I'm making plans. Wanna rise to the occasion and meet all their demands. But all I do is just lay in bed and hide under the covers. Yeah, I know I should be brave, but I'm just too afraid of all this change. And it's too hard to focus through all this doubt. I keep making these to-do lists, but nothing gets crossed out. Working on the record seems pointless now. When the world ends, who's gonna hear it? But I'm trying to take some comfort in written words. Yeah, Tim, I heard your album, it's better than good. When you get off tour, I think we should hang and black out together. Cause I've been feeling sentimental for days gone by. All the summer singing, drinking, laughing, wasting our time. Remember all the songs and the way we smile in those basements made of music. But now I've got to crawl to get anywhere at all. I'm not as strong as I thought. Thank you.
guess I'll just keep moving. Someday maybe I'll get to where I'm going.
From 1995's album, here's Where the Strings Come In. That is Superchunk with Green Flowers, Blue Fish. And before that was Bright Eyes with Nothing Gets Crossed Out. I've got two songs here left for you, and they're both from my native state here, Minnesota. And this first one is a band that I actually discovered in Austin, Texas when they came through and played the Mohawk a couple years ago. And little did I know that they were from a small town 2.5 hours west of the Twin Cities called Benson, Minnesota. And actually, I was digging up a little bit about them, and they're actually coming back to town on Halloween. They're playing the Mohawk with the Menzingers and Daddy Issues. And Daddy Issues is a funny title because it's actually one of the titles of the films that we are showing at A-Glyph next week, the 31st annual All Genders, Lifestyles, Identities Film Fest at Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. So yeah, this band is playing at the Mohawk on Halloween with the Menzingers and Daddy Issues, and just a three-piece trio, but really got some great grooves in this song, and I know, they're a band on the rise, and they put out a new album this year called Swell, but this is from their previous album, 2016 Celebrate, and this is Common Cold by Tiny Moving Parts. Was Tiny Moving Parts with Common Cold from their album Celebrate, and hopefully you guys will check them out at the Mohawk on Halloween night like I will be. So well, that's it. My name is Jim Brunzel from Aglyph. I'm the program director, and I'm wrapping up my hour here as a guest DJ of on my KUTX. And yeah, next weekend is the 31st annual All Genders, Lifestyles, Identities Film Fest that I've been working on since about late December. And the dates are Thursday, September 6th through Sunday, September 9th. All the screenings will take place at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. We'll have about 50 visiting filmmakers. If you want to know more info on the festival, you can go to our website at aglif.org. There's tickets on sale. There's badges, event listings, parties, showtimes, lots of fun. So keep the Pride celebration going and head on down to Aglif next week. And if you see me, say hello and let me know if you listen to my KUTX. But you can find the full episode and my playlist at KUTX.org and just look for the banner My KUTX. Big thanks again to producer Art Levy for having me back on. My third go-round on My KUTX. So this is it, though. This is my last song. As I mentioned before, the Tiny Moving Parts song, I wanted to end with another Minnesota band. And I was at their last show at the Foxfire Lounge in Minneapolis. And still to this day, it's my favorite concert I've ever seen. Oddly enough, this band and the lead singer has an Austin connection. So Jamie Wolford, who is the lead singer, guitarist for this band Animal Chin, he formed The Stereo with Rory Phillips, who was in the Austin band, The Impossibles. And yeah, I don't know. Animal Chin, they also get their name from a Stacey Peralta documentary. So I don't know. There's a lot of tie into this song, but I just remember this song seeing live and just seeing everything tossed up in the air, whether it be lighters and hats and beers and glasses and just whatever. It was madness. And yeah, still to this day, Animal Chin at Foxfire Lounge is still my favorite concert I've ever been to. I think it's the only one I ever cried at too. So, but, you know, I was like 17, 18 years old then. So that was many moons ago. But anyway, thank you for listening to My KUTX. My name is Jim Brunzel, and I'm going to leave you with Animal Chin, and this is called Time Out.
Watch. Life is your own hands passing by. Life is your own hands passing by. Life is your own hands. Continue on.